says this is compounded with the increase in both fuel tax and the garbage and sewage levies. Mr. Austin also pointed to the cost of increased water rates, which he says will have a serious effect on hoteliers, particularly those on the West Coast, and he says the plan is to lobby government on the matter. During his report, Mr. Austin also complained that while the pace of decision-making by the government has been swift over the last year, the process of implementation has been disappointingly slow for the tourism sector. He pointed to the continuous challenge in accessing concessions under the Tourism Development Act.
We have attended numerous meetings and offered our feedback on the cumbersome way in how both these pieces of legislation are administered. One member had an approved item on the list sitting in the port for over 3 months due to one agency or the other questioning if it was the correct letterhead or if it was approved even though the approval letter was signed by the minister. These impediments are very frustrating and can be costly due to the amount of human resources dedicated to having these items cleared. Tourism is the major economic driver in the Barbadian economy, and the concessions granted are meant to encourage and assist the sector in renewing its product and remain competitive.
It's chairman of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Stephen Austin, and I'm Keith Goddard for Starcom Network News.